to the Matt Zediker Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now welcome the Domtar Tiger Sports Network's David McCurley.
Good evening and welcome back to La Costa Mexican Restaurant for the Coach's Cantina. As you just heard from Coach Adam Fawcett and the B.B. Comer Tigers, now it's a different Tiger. And first of all, we're going to welcome in a guy that's fixing to coach his first game in blue. He's always wore either black or cardinal. How you doing, Coach?
I'm well. How are you, Buck?
I'm doing good, man. And, of course, these guys are going to be with me. Clint, been a long time since we've been on the headsets, hasn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it's been a lot longer than 9 months or whatever it's been. So excited to get back to work and excited to see some football again.
Absolutely.
And, of course, KJ, he's going to be with me. Childersburg, KJ, looking for big things in this first game against your alma mater Friday night.
Yeah, you know, working daytime at Fayetteville now at my alma mater and calling for you guys on Friday nights. I'm going to be a little bit conflicted at heart, but I'm going to be all blue on that radio wave. I hope that we have a good show, and I think the end of last year featured a few signs of life with a few certain players that I'm sure they're starting to stand out in practice by now as things that you can build upon for this year. And well, we're so excited to have you and excited for a new era.
Well, I appreciate it.
Coach, I'll start off first off and ask you, since the day you were hired back after the first of the year at Childersburg, to me, one of the best selling jobs you've ever done was getting the former head football coach and athletic director, basketball coach. Johnny Johnson does everything, but he knows the kids. He knows the school. You were able to retain him, and I'm sure – talk about not only just him, but this coaching staff that you put together, because that's going to be your backbone.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, when I took the job, getting Johnny was priority number one. And in fact, when I was in my interview process, that was one of the first questions I have, if that was a possibility, because I really didn't want to do it without him. I've known Johnny, goodness gracious, I mean, for most of my life. We played against each other, you know, relatively the same age. He graduated a year ahead of me. We played against each other. We've coached against each other our entire coaching careers, and just had a really good relationship, talking ball. And then just to have the opportunity now that he did stay on, it took me a minute, and he thought it over and had talked with his family. But, man, it's just it's a blessing. We got him with us. And, again, he is. He's everything Childersburg has been there all his life. And, then, man, I rely on him every day about some different decisions and, hey, where do I go here? And he knows everybody in that community who I need to talk to and where all the little nooks and crevices are in that school and what I need to take care of. And so he's done an outstanding job with our offense. And, you know, I think he's got new life. You know, handling a head football position and a head basketball position is
tough.
I wouldn't put that on anybody, because he don't stop till the spring, you know, and he goes right back into it. So I think having the pressure of just running a football program, you know, and just being able to coach, because he's a heck of a football coach, and that's all he's got to do. Man, you can just kind of see a weight taken off his shoulders, and, man, he can just, you know, just worry about coaching that offense, and he's done a really good job. We got a good game plan going in for this week. And so, yeah, man, me and him, we're going to tag team that thing and see what we can do. And then the rest of the staff, you know, we retained some guys that were there from last year that are doing an outstanding job for us. We got Cameron Mazzell, who's our head middle school coach, and he's also doing our defensive line this year. Coach Will Donahue, who's doing our quarterbacks, you know, and he's head of baseball coach as well. We also retain Tanner Gamble. He's helping us with special teams and some receivers. And then Davin Flanord is just a really good young football mind right now. And, you know, he's helping us on both sides of the ball. He's helping me in secondary. Then he's helping with our receivers. And so I don't want to leave anybody out. That's kind of the ones that we retained. And then we also added our defense coordinator, Will Jackson, I brought with me from Lincoln. He actually played for me at Sylacauga. He's a Sylacauga guy. And, you know, he's been at some big schools. He's at Pell City. He's with me at Lincoln for a couple years. He'd been a head coach in Louisiana and worked in Mississippi. And so, man, he's primed to take the defense over and really take that D.C. spot. And he's doing a really good job. And then also hired a guy named Sam Crane to do our offensive line. Got him out of Hayden High School, heck of a wrestling coach. He's also going to run our wrestling program At the high school. He was actually 5A wrestling coach of the year. He was about 3 points away from Hayden High School winning the state championship in wrestling this year. And then, last but not least, we got Pops. We got my dad,
That's the most important.
So, that's right. And, keeps him young. He's out there keeping me straight. And, just a blessing to be able to work with my dad still. And, we got a good staff. What I really like about this staff is everybody on this staff, I forgot to mention one guy, Daniel Forney, just graduated from Jacksonville State. He's been an analyst over there for Coach Rich Rod for the last 4 years with that program. So he's bringing a lot of experience from the college level. He's doing our special ed department. Other than Coach Forney, and he's helping us with D-line, other than him, every coach on staff is a head coach of some aspect at the school. Yep. Head softball, head baseball, head basketball, head girls basketball. And so, man, that's a blessing because you got guys that have to run their own program, so they know how to coach,
Right.
So it's been a good mix, been a good blend, putting it together. And, I've come in with a different way of doing things, a true football way that's kind of just been a little bit different what they've been doing, and they've all adapted well to it. So, and I really like our staff. I think our kids are the reaction to them has been well. So let's get this thing kicked off, man.
Absolutely. talking about his coaching staff, and you talked about Johnny Johnson. I'm just going to say you're not going to find a better individual than Johnny Johnson. But these two guys here, Clint and KJ, I know they want to ask some questions.
Yeah.
So, Clint, go away.
All right, Coach, year one for the Tigers. It's got to be exciting. What are you looking to build on this year? Is it the culture? Are you looking to influence leadership and life skills? What football aspects are you wanting to teach these guys as well?
Yeah, all of the above right there. I think, when I took the job, obviously I went back and I looked at every game, last year and even the year before. And what I saw was the athleticism is off the charts.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of athletes out on the field. We just couldn't seem to put four quarters together. And so I think the first thing we had to do was bring a four-quarter mentality. We were in a lot of games, the majority of them going into halftime, and then they would have a mistake. And I think adversity was a big thing last year. And so I think in between the ears was one of the major things we're trying to work on, and put them in adverse situations where they're going to fail, because the football game is a game full of ups and downs, wins and losses, and how you react to those losses and get back to getting some more of them little wins is how you win football games. And so everything's been built since I got here from the spring through the summer of a four-quarter mentality. And so we put them in a lot of different situations when they're tired, and when they're not thinking real well, which is a four-quarter, what happens in the fourth quarter. And for the most part, they've responded well. We've had a spring game. We've had some inter-squad scrimmages. So now we'll put the test out there this Friday, and we'll see if it's taken. But for the most part, four-quarter mentality, handling adversity, and then just being – we want to be a high-character team. We want to be a high-class team, and we want to be a hard-nosed team. And so we want to put a product on the field that our community is going to be proud of. We want to keep our fans in the stands for four quarters. You know what I mean? And we want to have a lot of class about what we're doing. And regardless if you win or lose, we want the opposing team and the opposing fans and our fans to say, that's a good coach. That's a well-coached football team. They played their tails off, win or loss. They played with a lot of class. That's a good program. And so that's what we're building to.
Yeah, Coach, you actually touched on one of the things I was going to touch on before I could even get to you, and that was how the Tigers dealt with adversity. I know I spent some time with several different coaching staffs in the booth with Dad, and I can tell you that each time when the Tigers have had a rough, two or three sets of downs consecutively, it just always has seemed to snowball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of that starts up front on the offensive and defensive line. It's a kind of a reflection of some size differential between Childersburg and some of the other teams. When Childersburg has blocked for their running backs, and I know you are excited about your speed this year.
Yeah.
When Childersburg blocks for their running backs, we're a different team.
Yeah.
And the same can be true for the defensive side of the ball. When the defensive linemen get after it, plug the lane so the linebackers can make open field tackles. You talked about new offensive and defensive line coaches. How have those two specific groups responded? And I think that can really ultimately do nothing but help your team if that's well.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I told the bigs, you know, I said, we were probably going to go into every game with the exception of maybe one or two. We are the bigger offense and defensive line that we're playing. You know, I know Randolph County's big and Glenwood's going to be big, but for the most part, we're going to match that. You know, we got 6'4", we got 6'2". You know, we're about 250 to 220 across the board. And so we got to have a mentality, an offensive line mentality. My offensive lineman's a mentality to begin with.
Yes.
You know, you got to say, hey, I'm going to take my mass and I'm going to move you with it. And so listen, we've done a ton of sled work. We've done a ton of footwork. We've kept them in the trenches and just trying to, again, that's a mindset of, man, stay low, fire off, get on your man and run your feet. And we do have some backs, you know, we got some really good athletes in the backfield that all you got to give them is a crease. And if we can give them a little hole, we can maintain a block for a split second, man. We feel like we can get to the next level. Defensively, we brought in a completely different defensive scheme. And without giving too much away, it's a very much of attacking scheme. The defensive line up front is not a typical scheme that you see where you're going to read and hold a man and read off of that, man. Every defensive lineman has a target or somewhere to be. And so that aspect is a fun aspect for them. You're going to see Absolutely. A bunch of different twists and things, and so it's not so much just to hold and try to maintain your gap. It's not a gap scheme defense, and so that lets those guys play a little more freely. You know,
yeah, they got to get after
the ball,
it.
Yeah, instead of just trying to hold something. So, listen, man, that like you said, we're going to go as good as they go. We like what we got up there. It's just again, it's right here. You know, it's
yes,
between
sir.
Those ears, and it's having that mentality that, you know, that guy in front of me, here's what I tell him. That guy in front of you, you're going to fight all night. You know, and if you can beat him one more time than he beats you, then you've won the battle. And if all of us can do that down this line, if we win our individual battles and we come out on top, we got a good chance to win some games.
Absolutely.
Coach, you and I have talked earlier about the game that's coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a guy in Coach John Limbaugh who's the longest withstanding coach in Talladega County, 14 years now down there. It's he's done a good job. He's got a
you
good
know what's funny? I think I'm second.
Yeah, I think you are. Seriously.
I'm going nine.
And you know, we were talking about it. That game last year to me wasn't the biggest in their program history, but it was a big win for them to beat Childersburg in our last year. And we really didn't know, the three of us, how the season was gonna go the rest of the way. We struggled offensively in every game we played, but I'm going to say this, and you've got him back. It just seemed like that when we needed a play or we did score a touchdown, number 11, Tay Fairman, was somewhere around that football, and I'm telling you, he is one heck of an athlete.
He is. Listen, and I've kind of, you know, Johnny and I joke about it. It's 101 ways to get the ball to him. You know what I mean? However we need to get it to him, let's get it to him. Because he is. He's not only an unbelievable athlete, but he's a smart athlete. He's a very humble kid, you know. He's a great leader on our football team. He's a quiet leader, but when he talks, the kids listen. But his athletic ability is out off the charts, you know. And so, you listen, we're going to do a lot of different ways. We're going to put him in a lot of different positions. You'll see him all over the field. But, you know, he's not the only one either.
No.
We got a quarterback. You know, J.J. Davis is really come on this year, and he's electric. You know, he's probably the second fastest kid on our team, and that again, that's a crease, and he's worked really well with his throwing motion from where we got him and where he is now. I love our bruising running back. Kevin Chapman is going to be a bruiser this year, and so, you know, we've kind of got a thunder and a lightning punch between those three. You know, we can get in between, get behind them bigs, and get Kevin getting those hard yards, and then we can always pop one off, and then we got some really good receivers too.
Yeah.
You know, we got some track stars. We got a kid that placed in state in the 110. You know, he's a 4.3 kid, our 4.4 kid, and so we're going to try to get him downfield some. And but again, all starts with those linemen up front.
Go ahead, Clint.
Absolutely, you got to give them time to make the play.
Yeah.
So looking forward to that. I know KJ touched on it last year. It seems like when we got knocked down, it was so hard to get back up.
Yeah.
a lot of the things you're saying, we're definitely excited to see. But I've got to ask you one. I'll be your sideline reporter this year. Okay. So should I be worried whenever we go into halftime? You know, you're going to swing at me if we're having a bad half? Or are we going to be able to get these questions in real quick?
We'll get them in. Listen, people laugh. I'm an intense guy at practice. I'm intense in the locker room. I'm intense in the weight room. But for some reason, we get into games, you know. And I guess it's just the older I've gotten and the more experience I've gotten as a head coach. I know I got to be calm. I got to make a lot of decisions. And so typically, I try to stay within my mind. Now, you know, when them refs, you know, I'll get with them a little bit, or with the kids acting up, you know. But for the most part, man, unless it just happened, I won't be no slapping going on. We'll be good to go. Let's get that in. And yeah, I don't think you got anything to worry about.
Sounds like we're going to get along, Coach. Looking mm-hmm. forward to that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it can't be much worse than my first sideline reporter interview. And I think I knew Dad would know what I'm talking about. I won't say a name or anything. No, but
he did fine.
It was very, very rough. But Coach, Clint did a great job on the sideline last year for us, and we're excited to have him back. But talk about the morale of the team. You know, we've already talked about how they handle adversity. And you touched on Tay Fairman. Is there other guys who have stepped up to kind of take the reins when something does go off in practice? Because that was the thing. We had conversations last year in the car ride home on the way from games. If not Tay Fairman, if not Jacob Johnson, he's not playing this year.
No.
If not those two guys, who was going to step up and say, this is not good. We need this to help Coach Johnson out. Leaders on the field are a very important thing. Yeah. Who are some other guys that we can expect on the horizon to see take that next step in mentality?
Yeah, listen, I've been, you know, whenever you take a program over, you're always worried about the senior class you're coming into.
Absolutely.
Because you know, they've been instilled in a system and with a coach and a way to do things. And so you try to come in and you know, you got to change some things, but make sure that you still honor some things that they do. And for the most part, man, this senior class has been really, really good, real, real receptive to what we're doing. And I think they all have a mentality of they want to be the class that gets Childersburg football back on track. You know, they want to lay the first foundation. They want, we're a one-game mentality, but obviously playoffs is a big thing, you know, that they're trying to get into. But to name a few, you know, Cam Estelle is our center.
Love Cam.
That is a great kid. You know, he not only just a really good football player, but just an ambassador for our school.
He just lights up the room.
He does, you know, and that kid's going to be so successful. I told him, you know, we were talking the other night at another function. He's going to go into education, wants to be a PE teacher. And I said, well, call me as soon as you graduate, and I'll be your first hire. You know, I said, I will hire you first. But, you know, Cam's a good leader for us. Jamari Meadows, we call him Big Cheese. He's really stepped up this year in a leadership role. He plays nose guard for us. You know, he's going to be a big one. Another one is Luke Duffy. Is an outside linebacker for us, going to play a lot of Sam, and he's kind of a quiet kid, but man, you want to talk about leading by example, full speed at all times in practice, does everything right. And so those are a couple, to name a few. And then we got one right now that is actually at boot camp, a Javis Stone, who, man, was a great leader for us in the spring and halfway through the summer. And then he actually went to Army boot camp. So we won't get him back for a couple weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. And so, but he's a major presence in the locker room for us. And then, you know, I can name a bunch of seniors.
Yeah, Javis had a very good end of the year. I think he had three straight games with eight or more tackles last year.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was making every play.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited to see that again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coach, you know, when you take over a program like you have Childersburg, you know, I was with you the other night at the Childersburg Quarterback Club.
Yeah.
You know, that was something that had kind of dwindled down to you know, almost non-existence.
Right.
But now it's revived. And there was a lot of people there the other night. We got a chance to listen to Steve Marlowe, who refereed the national championship game last year, speak. But – your quarterback club, your principal,
yeah.
who I still say is the best high school softball player I've ever seen come out of Talladega County.
She was something special, wasn't she? Mm-hmm.
And but your staff, but the people around Chillsburg. But I got to tell you, I want to give you the opportunity to tell people you're an old Aggie. You come from Sylacauga like I did, and now we're both, you know, calling and doing things in Childersburg. But
yeah.
you've got a Childersburg wife. Tell everybody about your family.
I got an angel is what I got.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Yeah, Jill. Jill, formerly Jill Harkins. She's my everything. You know, she. I don't know where I'd be without her, what I'd do without her. But she, you know, she is the leader of our family. And I'm blessed to be able to go do something that I love to do. And she handles everything, you know, during football season with our two children. But yeah, she's excited that I'm back. You know, we're a lot closer to home now, and to be back in her hometown. It's been exciting for her, and it's been exciting for our family. I'm excited to get back at this part of town. I never left, but when I was at Lincoln, you know, it was, you know, you got to drive 45, 50 minutes, and you're up there. You know, there's no coming home and then scooting back up there. So it's been nice to be 7 minutes from the school. Going back to our quarterback club, the community has been real receptive, man. I think we got some new people that are excited about the potential that we have as a football team and getting it back going again. I was tickled pink the other night sitting at that quarterback club meeting, you know, because to me that was old school. You know,
yeah.
It's, you know, when I was coming up as a player, and when I was, you know, the quarterback club met every week just like that, and you would have the coaches that were playing that week come talk to the other quarterback clubs. And so I think we're trying to get to that. You got a ton of alumni and business community people that are just really stepping up and doing a lot to support these kids and support this football program. And so it's been great.
Coach, I got one. You just said you were, you know, 9 years now in the county.
Yeah.
coaching high school football, which
it's my entire career, but nine is ahead. Yeah.
Right. I think all of us, you know, sitting at this table really love football and like being a part of it in any way we can. So for you in that time being a head coach, you know, over the last 9 years in the county, what did you learn from year one all the way to now? What would you say has been your biggest growth areas or changes you've made that made you a better coach or made you a better teacher of young men?
Yeah. Well, you know, when I took my first head job 8 years ago at Lincoln, the whole aspect, when you take on the head role, there's 100 more things that come to you, you know. And so you have to compartmentalize, you know, where you go from a coordinator where all you're worried about is that side of the ball and putting a game plan together and getting everything together to now you got to fundraise. Now you got to do social events. Now you got to go meet with the parents. Now
You got to do radio shows.
And so, you know, I think that aspect, you know, management, time management, you know, making sure you're doing everything. Running a football program is a year-round thing, you know. And I say so just by trial and error. That was one big thing. I think calming down from being so intense, where you got to win, to understand that hey, that kid over there that you're expecting to win may have something going on at home. You know, and getting, you know, getting into their lives personal, you know, I'm big on bringing the Lord to our team, you know, and planting seeds and hoping that if they take, you know. And so just calming down, I think maturity and getting older and then having kids of my own really, really give me a perspective of, man, these kids are someone's children, you know, and they're with me during football season probably more than they're with their parents. And that's a big responsibility. And what a great avenue we have to teach kids about life through a great game. And so I think that's kind of where I've grown from where I started to now.
It's amazing the learning lessons in life and how you can compare
Absolutely.
Them to football, to work, or to family.
Yeah.
Anything that you learn. So that's awesome, Coach.
Yep.
Yeah, Coach, I think for me, as someone who's been in the stands watching for the Tiger Sports Network here at Childersburg, I think I'm most excited to see players excited. You touched on it a little bit right there with realizing that there's, you know, a heart behind the kid. It's not just a player. And I think, speaking of in the job world, a lot of jobs don't think that way.
Sure.
They think that this is just someone here to do this job. They don't understand anything else going on underneath. And I think seeing these kids get excited about football and just in general is going to be so huge, because I know that's been something that's kind of been missing, and, and restoring the joy, which it sounds like has already started to happen. And I think that's a testament to you and your staff and what you guys have been able to do. But that joy, man, talk about how good it is to see you make a difference for a kid. And there's really not, truly nothing better.
There's really not, you know, besides my own family and seeing that in your own family, but just seeing a light bulb go off in a kid's head, you know, seeing a failure become something, a learning, a learning moment, and then it don't happen again, or that aha, oh, I see what you're talking about. And not just football, you know, in their grades, in their life, you know, having those relationships, you know, there's nothing better than a kid coming back and giving me a call saying, Coach, my wife's pregnant. We're having our first kid. You know, I wanted you to be the first one to know about it. Hey, Coach, I'm married. You know, hey, will you come to my wedding? I mean, guys that you coach. And so when you get those rewards, you know you're doing something right. And the excitement of football, you know, that's what a lot of people told me on our scrimmage last Friday, was the energy they hadn't seen on the field like that in a while. But I think part of that is part of what we've done. You know, I've taken football class, and we're first period now. And so I got these kids coming in at 6:30 every morning, and so they're going to bed at night. They're not staying up all night because they're getting up in the morning, and we're lifting weights, and we'll practice tomorrow at 6 in the morning, you know. And so those kind of changes, you know, they're kind of looking like, hey, this guy's really intense about this football stuff. Let's see what he's doing, you know. And so they're excited, you know. They're excited. We're excited. So it's a big deal.
Real quick, before we get out, and my voice is trying to go on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Before Coach Limbaugh steps in here, we really haven't talked a lot about what's coming up this Friday.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about what you've seen on their jamboree. Talk about going into what have we got to do to come out with a win against Fayetteville.
Yeah, listen, big physical team, you know.
Senior laden.
You look at the starting lineups, both sides, they're all seniors and juniors. You know, in essence, Coach Limbaugh had a great team last year until about week four when he got some major players hurt. And right now he's got all of them back, you know, for the most part. And so that really good team that he had last year is back, just a year older. Listen, they're what we've talked about, they're going to go with their offensive line, their defensive line. Offensive line comes off the ball very well. They got a really good quarterback back there that's a field general, can throw the ball well, can run the ball well as well, reads defense as well. Got a scat back that if he gets loose and he gets in the open field, it's going to be hard to run down. And then you flip it around defensively. They got a good scheme they're doing. I would say number 66 is who we're going to have to contain. He's a great defensive end that comes off very hard, so we're going to have to know where he's at all times. And but, you know, here's the thing. Here's what I told the kids about first games, you know. What Coach Limbaugh showed the other night, what I showed the other night, is just a smidgen of what we're going to do, you know. So when you get into a first football game, unless you've been playing a lot, you know, it's shooting from the hip once you get in. It's going to be a chess match. So what we have to do as a football team is we got to get lined up right first. You know, we got to execute what we're doing. We have to worry about what they're doing, but we got to worry more about what we're doing and are we doing it well. You know, we got to keep the turnovers down. We got to be solid in special teams and not let, you know, if anybody knows Coach Limbaugh, he's got a book about that thick of trick plays.
Yep.
You know, so
it's coming.
You got to be ready for the tricks that are coming, but you know, just being where you're supposed to be and executing and playing full speed. And if we can do that, you know, and get it into the fourth quarter, then we'll see how things shake out.
Well, we are all ready for Friday night. I know Clint's ready. Clint, glad you're back, buddy.
Oh, ready for it. Friday night lights. Hopefully the weather, you know, plays nice Friday night, but it'll be good to see a ball on the field either way.
Yep.
Son, I know you're ready. You've been you live with me, so I've been hearing it. You're ready to go.
Yeah, between the Full Court Blitz podcast and now and Friday night football, Saturday football's coming. This is a happy KJ time.
That's right.
This is also the time that my wife gets tired of football. When are we ever going to do something different?
Well, that's kind of like what I do. About 2 weeks ago when we started camp, I kissed my wife, my two kids, and I said, I'll see y'all in November. That's about about it.
Well, we're glad you're in Chillsburg.
Yeah, hey, can't be happier.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
And we'll see Friday night as the Fayetteville Wolves come to town. You can hear that game right here on Kicks 100.3. And, of course, KJ, Clint, and I will have that call for you on Friday night. Airtime at 6:30 on the Tiger Sports Network, the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. We'll have that for you as well.